Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Eating chocolate can be a decadent, sensual, blissful, and even addictive experience. But what about inhaling it? Really, literally breathing it in? WBUR's Andrea Shea this morning reports on a new chocolate invention known as LeWhiff.
Sounds wacky, doesn't it? Like something Willy Wonka would have dreamt up. Like his scrumdiddlyumptious bar, lickable wallpaper, or the river that ran through his factory.
It's chocolate.
That's chocolate!
That's chocolate. A chocolate river.
That's the most fantastic thing I've ever seen.
Well, move over, Willy Wonka. Meet Harvard professor David Edwards, the not-so-mad biomedical scientist behind LeWhiff.
We have created chocolate in a new form.
It's airborne.
We've all wanted to do since we were little kids. You can actually breathe chocolate and have it land in your mouth and not in your lungs.
Edwards knows lungs well. He usually works on designing inhalers for delivering medicine. But he and his students decided it would be fun to create breathable chocolate. They broke it down into particles that float. But does LeWhiff satisfy? To find out, Professor Edwards agreed to meet me at Cardullo's Gourmet Shop in Harvard Square, where they have an obscene selection of chocolate. Edwards busts out his little box of LeWhiff. It comes in tubes. They look like lipstick or shotgun shells or some other kind of paraphernalia.
If you're really experienced with LeWhiff, you can actually do it with one hand. So you open it up, put it in your mouth, and you breathe in. And you get a nice flavor. You can close it when you're done, and then later on you can open up again and you can whiff again. And there's about 8 or 10 puffs per whiff.
Now, I'm not a chocolate fanatic. I actually liked LeWhiff better than the real thing.
Mmm. It's good.
And then you can close it.
Sweet.
And keep it for another time.
Literally.
But what about a hardcore chocolate junkie?
It's different. One doesn't replace the other. I think it's a complement to chocolate.
That's store co-owner Francis Cardullo.
I would have this in my pocket, and I would use this as a quick fix.
And that's what Professor Edwards likes to hear from chocolate loyalists. He admits he's actually had to defend LeWhiff on a few occasions.
All I want to say is that this is not against chocolate any more than eating bars of chocolate means I don't eat a chocolate milkshake. So this is just a new way of experiencing chocolate, and it's sort of an addendum to how we normally eat chocolate.
LeWhiff is something of a sensation in Paris, where it's currently sold in stores. For now, Americans can sniff it out online, but it launches on Harvard's campus in March. Even better news for serious chocoholics, LeWhiff is virtually calorie-free.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
And you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Thank you. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly.